Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're diving into the timeless classic, Rich Dad Poor Dad, by Robert Kiyosaki. This book is more than just financial advice, it's a mindset shift and a blueprint for achieving financial success. Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki is a personal finance classic that offers valuable insights into the mindset and strategies for achieving financial success. The book is presented in the form of a memoir and is based on Kiyosaki's own experiences growing up with two father figures who had vastly different approaches to money. The two dads in the book represent two contrasting philosophies about money and wealth. Rich Dad is Kiyosaki's best friend's father, who is a successful entrepreneur and investor, while Poor Dad is Kiyosaki's biological father, a well-educated man who follows the traditional path of getting a good job and working for a steady paycheck. Throughout the book, Kiyosaki shares the lessons he learned from both dads and how they shaped his financial beliefs and actions. Here are some key takeaways from Rich Dad Poor Dad. The importance of financial education. Kiyosaki emphasizes the significance of financial education. He believes that schools primarily teach people how to work for money but not how to make money work for them. He encourages readers to educate themselves about investments, assets, and financial literacy. The rat race. Kiyosaki introduces the concept of the rat race, where individuals work tirelessly to pay bills and make ends meet. He argues that this cycle can be broken by acquiring assets that generate passive income, such as real estate or businesses. Assets versus liabilities. Kiyosaki stresses the distinction between assets and liabilities. He defines assets as things that put money in your pocket and liabilities as things that take money out of your pocket. To become wealthy, he suggests acquiring more assets and minimizing liabilities. The power of entrepreneurship. Rich Dad encourages entrepreneurship and investing as paths to financial freedom. He argues that starting a business or investing in income-generating assets can create financial security and wealth. Taking risks and learning from failure. Kiyosaki encourages readers to take calculated risks and not be afraid of failure. He believes that learning from mistakes is an essential part of the journey to financial success. Mindset shift. The book promotes a shift in mindset from being an employee to thinking like an investor or business owner. This change in perspective can lead to more proactive financial decisions. Let's take a closer look at the book by summarizing the chapters. Chapter 1. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. In the first chapter, Robert Kiyosaki introduces readers to the two main figures in his life, his biological father, referred to as Poor Dad, and his best friend's father, referred to as Rich Dad. He describes how both men had very different approaches to money and financial success. Poor Dad valued traditional education and job security, while Rich Dad emphasized financial education and entrepreneurship. This chapter sets the stage for the central theme of the book, the clash between the conventional wisdom of working for a steady paycheck, Poor Dad's perspective, and the unconventional path of financial education and investment, Rich Dad's philosophy. Chapter 2, The Rich Don't Work for Money. Kiyosaki explains that the rich don't work for money in the traditional sense. Instead, they make money work for them by acquiring income-generating assets such as real estate, businesses, and investments. He introduces the concept of financial intelligence, which involves understanding how money works and making informed financial decisions. Chapter 2 emphasizes the importance of shifting one's mindset from working for a paycheck to finding ways to create and grow assets that generate passive income. It encourages readers to develop their financial intelligence and take control of their financial futures. Chapter 3, Why Teach Financial Literacy? Kiyosaki discusses the shortcomings of the traditional education system, which he believes fails to teach people essential financial skills. He argues that individuals must seek out financial education on their own to become financially successful. In this chapter, Kiyosaki highlights the need for self-education in financial matters. He believes that schools focus too much on academic knowledge and not enough on practical financial skills, leaving many people ill-prepared to navigate the complexities of money and wealth. Chapter 4: Mind Your Own Business. Kiyosaki introduces the idea of minding your own business, whether you are employed or self-employed. He explains that individuals should focus on building their own assets and income streams, even while working for someone else. This chapter emphasizes the importance of not relying solely on a job for financial security. Kiyosaki encourages readers to start their own businesses or invest in assets to create additional sources of income. This chapter reinforces the idea of financial independence. Chapter 5: The History of Taxes and the Power of Corporations. Kiyosaki discusses the historical context of taxes and how the tax system can be used to benefit individuals and businesses. He explains that understanding tax laws and using legal strategies can help reduce taxes and increase wealth. This chapter delves into the impact of taxes on financial success. Kiyosaki introduces the idea that owning and operating businesses or investments through corporations can offer tax advantages, which can be a significant part of building and preserving wealth. Chapter 6: Work to Learn, Don't Work for Money. Kiyosaki discusses the importance of gaining valuable skills and knowledge through work rather than focusing solely on earning money. He encourages readers to view their jobs as opportunities for personal and professional growth, emphasizing that learning should be a lifelong pursuit. In this chapter, Kiyosaki reinforces the idea that true wealth is built by acquiring knowledge and skills. He advises readers to use their jobs as platforms for learning, which can ultimately lead to better financial opportunities. Chapter 7: Overcoming Obstacles. Kiyosaki acknowledges that fear and self-doubt often hold people back from taking financial risks. He discusses common obstacles people face, such as the fear of losing money or making mistakes, and emphasizes the importance of overcoming these mental barriers to achieve financial success. This chapter explores the psychological aspects of financial success. Kiyosaki stresses that fear and self-limiting beliefs can hinder progress, and he encourages readers to confront and overcome these obstacles on their path to financial independence. Chapter 8: Getting Started. Kiyosaki provides practical advice on how to get started on the journey to financial independence. He recommends taking small steps, setting clear financial goals, and developing a plan. He also discusses the importance of taking action and learning through experience. Chapter 8 is a practical guide for readers who want to apply the principles discussed in the book. Kiyosaki emphasizes the importance of taking the first step, no matter how small, and gradually building financial literacy and investment skills. Chapter 9: Still Want More? Here are some to-dos. Kiyosaki offers a list of recommended actions and steps for readers who want to continue their financial education and start building wealth. He suggests reading books, attending seminars, seeking mentors, and taking calculated risks. In this chapter, Kiyosaki provides a practical checklist for those who are motivated to take control of their financial future. He emphasizes the importance of ongoing self-education and seeking guidance from experienced individuals. Chapter 10: Final Thoughts. In the final chapter, Kiyosaki reflects on the lessons he learned from his rich dad and how they transformed his life. He reiterates the importance of financial education and encourages readers to take responsibility for their financial well-being. Chapter 10 serves as a conclusion to the book. Kiyosaki emphasizes that financial success is achievable for anyone who is willing to learn and take action. He encourages readers to continue seeking financial education and making informed choices. In the latter chapters of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki provides practical guidance on how to apply the principles of financial education, asset building, and entrepreneurship in one's life. He reinforces the idea that financial success is attainable through continuous learning, taking calculated risks, and maintaining a proactive approach to managing one's finances. The book concludes with a message of empowerment, encouraging readers to take control of their financial destinies. Now, let's discuss some practical applications from the book. 1. Understand the difference between assets and liabilities. Kiyosaki argues that assets put money in your pocket, while liabilities take money out of your pocket. He suggests focusing on acquiring assets that generate income, such as rental properties, stocks, and businesses. 2. Invest in yourself. Kiyosaki emphasizes the importance of continuous learning and personal development. He suggests investing in education and developing skills that will increase your earning potential. 3. Start a business. Kiyosaki believes that starting a business is one of the best ways to build wealth. He suggests identifying a need in the market and creating a product or service to meet that need. 4. Take calculated risks. Kiyosaki encourages readers to take calculated risks and not be afraid of failure. He suggests learning from mistakes and using them as opportunities for growth. 5. Surround yourself with successful people. Kiyosaki suggests surrounding yourself with successful people who can offer guidance and support. He believes that the people you surround yourself with can have a significant impact on your success. As we wrap up today's episode, let's remember some powerful quotes from Rich Dad Poor Dad. 1. The single most powerful asset we all have is our mind. If it is trained well, it can create enormous wealth in what seems to be an instant. 2. The poor and middle class work for money. The rich have money work for them. 3. The love of money is not the root of all evil. The lack of money is the root of all evil. 4. The fear of being without money is the force that keeps us working at a job. But it's also the force that keeps us from what we want in life. 5. If you're not a risk taker, you should get the hell out of business. 6. The most successful people in life are the ones who ask questions. They're always learning. They're always growing. They're always pushing. 7. The problem with school is that it teaches you to be a good employee, but not a good investor. 8. The more you learn, the more you earn. 9. The only difference between a rich person and a poor person is how they use their time. 10. Money comes and goes, but if you have the education about how money works, you gain power over it and can begin building wealth. And that's a wrap on Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. We hope you've gained valuable insights. Remember, your financial journey begins with a shift in mindset and a commitment to lifelong learning.